It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber took to Instagram to share an emotional post. It was very lengthy about depression, drug use, and his delinquency in the past. The Biebs blames his past erratic behavior on making bad decisions, being a child. He says at one point he was probably the most hated person in the world, even thought about taking his own life. Now he credits his marriage, his faith, and his friends for helping him out of it. He and his beautiful wife, Haley Baldwin, are set to renew their vows. And here is Haley's dad, Stephen, explaining why they are getting married again.
Weddings and marriage are supposed to be a holy commitment. As Christians and as believers, they understand that we're excited that they're going to do a very fun wedding. They're going to have a lot of their pastor friends and a lot of their Christian friends around them at this time. So we're excited. And for now, my only job is just walking my little princess down the aisle.
Aww, that is so cool. I love the Baldwin family. I just think they're so cool.
They're quite the bunch.
Yes.
They got everything covered.
They got everything covered. That's very true. Well, Justin Verlander pitched his third career no-hitter. This was so cool, punctuating a dominant season. He struck out 14 to lead the Astros past the Toronto Blue Jays 2-0, and here's what went down.
Ground ball to third. Toro is there. His throw in time. Justin Verlander. Another exclamation point in a Hall of Fame career. His third career no-hitter.
It hurts to hear that clip because I love Justin Verlander. I'm from Michigan. I am a diehard Tigers fan, and they suck hard this year. And to see a player like that go on, win a World Series, just crushing his career, I'm like, why did that never happen when you were on my team?
Well, Verlander became the sixth pitcher to throw at least three no-hitters in the majors. It's quite the elite club. He says it means a lot. He'd be lying if he says, he hasn't come so close and blown it, and now he's thrilled. And he and, of course, wifey Kate Upton had quite the celebration, as you can imagine.
Oh, I can. I certainly can.
Such a hot couple. Another hot couple to talk about. Shawn Mendes finally confirming he is, in fact, in a relationship with Camila Cabello. Yes, Camila and Shawn, we've already known they're together. They've been spotted all over the place. And finally, he's saying, yes, we are a couple, as if we didn't already know this. So.
Well, she's got a bad reputation, but she's
Did he say, though, that she's his girlfriend, though? I heard he just said that he has a girlfriend.
He because, didn't name her.
See, that does not mean that she's the one. This is a big PR stunt. Why do you buy into this stuff?
How could you ever? Could you imagine if he had another girlfriend?
He does.
A hidden girlfriend that
Shawn
was not
Mendes
Camila Cabello?
Shawn Mendes is not with Camila Cabello.
Yes, they are.
Sorry, fake news.
Fake news. This is not fake news. Bear Grylls. He's a survivalist. He's a television host. He nearly was killed due to bee stings. This is crazy. He was on a boat, Pacific Island, and he had a life-threatening run-in with these bees. His face, the movie Hitch with Will Smith?
Yeah,
it
swells
so
up.
Swollen, and he didn't have his EpiPen. And here's a little bit of Bear Grylls.
It's officially time for a courage pill.
Oh,
it was
very ironic and crazy. He's come into contact with man-eating crocodiles, all the things, snakes, all you can imagine, but the bees almost took him down because of an allergy. But thank goodness he is okay.
They're no joke. I mean, I'm not really afraid of a bee or a wasp here or there, but man, that is one of my biggest fears, to get attacked by a whole hive.
It reminds me of the movie My Girl back in the day with Macaulay Culkin, when she goes up and he's in the casket. She's like, I can't see without his glasses.
R.I.P. Macaulay, by the way. Too soon. Oh, wait, that wasn't real?
That's sad.
I'm sorry. Oh, Mackenzie with the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.